We're in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic, and I've heard many people that wish to do the following. They would like to cut an onion in half. They want to place it near one's bed throughout the night. And while sleeping at night, they will have an onion near their bed. Now, there is a belief out there that an onion has the ability to kill bacteria and any bad virus which is near the onion. And their shaila is, that can they do so on Shabbos? Can they cut an onion in half and place it in their bedroom on Friday night so that when they're sleeping on Friday night, their belief is that the onion will extract the bad virus, the bad bacteria, which is inside a person, and will go into the onion. So what's the potential problem? The potential problem lies with the Issa Refua B'Shabbos, taking medicine on Shabbos, for a regular condition, a headache, a stomachache, a toothache, is usually forbidden. What's the reason why Chazal said you can't do medicine on Shabbos? This is to safeguard a person from doing various melochas. If, let's say, a person could take medicine on Shabbos, Chazal feared that maybe he may come to grind herbs, to cook herbs on Shabbos, to produce the medication. So Chazal said there's no taking medicine on Shabbos. But it's worth knowing, it's not only taking medication which is a problem, it actually applies to any way, any action that relieves pain. So let's say a person's got a headache and he wants to apply pressure onto his forehead with his fingers, that would also be included in the Issa of Chazal of taking medication. This Issa is known as Shchikas Samamonim. If a person were to be involved in healing himself on Shabbos, it may lead to him grinding herbs, which falls under the malacha of teichen. So back to the onion. Yeah, to do so, l'chaira, may seem to be a problem, because one is doing something which, in their belief, would solve the problem of any virus. Now, you may say, hang on a second, we're talking about a theory, it's just a belief which is totally unproven. In fact, much has been written about it to explain that there is no scientific basis at all. But l'maisa, in halacha, we find, as Diukim the Poskim write, that there's no difference whether it is scientifically proven or not. The fact is, if a person is doing something which is in his belief is that it helps, there's still that fear that it may lead him to do a Malacha Doraisa. So it wouldn't be relevant whether or not this method that he is doing, this action that he's doing, is scientifically proven. So, b'chayra, to do so, to cut an onion and put it near one's bed, may involve the malacha of refuah b'Shabbos. But l'maisa, it does seem to be muta, and the reason why I think it seems to be muta is based on two reasons. Number one is, in our current situation, one is doing an action to prevent a potentially deathly illness, or at the very best, let's say you have a very young person who's very fit, he's still potentially preventing a situation of a chayla she'in b'sakana. He's still preventing a matzav of a choyli, albeit ein b'sakana, in which case it's mutter to take medication on Shabbos. We all know if a person's got a severe migraine, a person's got a severe toothache, he can actually take medication, he can take paracetamol, because Chazal said that if a person is in a matzav of a choyla, he needs to go to bed really, he should be in bed, then he can take medication. So over here as well, he's potentially stopping a matzav of a choyli. So that, in this situation, that would be mutter heta number one, because in our case, it's not merely preventing a mild condition, it's potentially preventing quite a severe condition. That's point number one. And point number two, which is really interesting for my Rebbe Rebbe Falk. My Rebbe Rebbe Falk had a very geschmacka heta when it came to refuah, a very logical one. He claimed that Chazal only forbade doing healing only when one already has a condition. When you currently have a condition, Chazal said a person's very anxious about his health to get rid of the condition, that's when Chazal said you can't take medication. Because when you have a condition, a person is anxious to get rid of it. But if you haven't currently got a condition, you're just preventing a condition from coming, Chazal saw no issa, no reason to forbid taking medication. So, and he famously said, if a person knows he has heartburn after having cholent on Shabbos Kodesh, so one wishes to take Tums, they call Tums, to prevent the heartburn. The Befalk always told me that you can take Tums before cholent to prevent yourself from having heartburn after the cholent. Why? Because at the time that you're taking the tams, then there's no condition. You're not anxious about it. And therefore, Chazal saw no reason to forbid a person doing actions of a refuah. So coming back to taking a half onion and putting it in one's bed, if a person hasn't got any symptoms of the coronavirus, he just wants to do an extra precaution of saving, of preventing, then it would fall under the heter, which my Rebbe was very into, and he said that it wouldn't be a problem to do something which is preventing the symptoms of the coronavirus. Therefore, back to our case, if someone on Shabbos Kodesh wishes to cut an onion in half and put it in his bed, if he hasn't got any coronavirus symptoms, there's no reason to say that this is a problem on Shabbos, based on the two reasons that we've mentioned. Number one is that he's doing something to prevent a potentially a deathly illness, or even at least a severe illness. And second point was that we mentioned for Rabbi Falk, that currently he hasn't got any symptoms. So therefore there's no gezeira shchikas samamonim. We're not scared that he may lead to do a malacha. And if a person actually does have some symptoms, then he would need to, that would be seem to be a problem, would only be a heter, the second heter, but it would be more geschmack to place the onion by his bed from before Shabbos. If a person knows he already has symptoms, it's not so geschmack to rely on just that svara and speak a diet that he puts the onion from before Shabbos. But certainly someone who hasn't got any symptoms, he just wishes to do an extra precaution, he may do so on Shabbos without any issue. Wishing you all a good Shabbos. Thank you.